If I can just say a couple of other very short things before we move into the actual forum, I'd like to emphasise that the purpose of the forum is not to receive complaints or evidence about specific cases or to investigate individuals. The inquiry is limited to a consideration of systemic issues about policing of Indigenous communities, and this forum today is not the right forum for the consideration of individual complaints. If anyone does have any issues about individual complaints, we welcome those. Any issues of that nature will be assessed in the normal way by our complaints staff to determine what, if any, action is required. Such allegations have not and will not be considered as part of this inquiry. However, we do have complaints staff present here today. Should you wish, any of you in the room, wish to approach them to discuss complaints or individual matters, or to discuss issues generally about the complaints process within the CMC, then I would certainly encourage that. I'd just briefly introduce our complaints staff so that you can all be aware of them. Ask them to stand as I do so. We have Helen Cooper, who is our Director, Complaints Services. Robert Walker, our Assistant Director, Complaints Services. Lisa Watson, who is our Indigenous Complaints Officer. Lisa's... Oh, yes, there's Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. And Sridhari Broderick, another Indigenous Complaints Officer. Thank you. For those of you more at the rear of the room, you will find at the entrance there's a stack of blank paper which we feel free to use. Firstly, we invite you to record any comments you may want to make on our discussion here today. Hand those over to our staff and we will take those comments into account when we consider and prepare our final report. Secondly, you may wish to use that paper to write any questions which you would like me as chairperson to ask of any of our participants or for any of our people to address. And if time permits, those questions will be put. You'll also find at the entrance to the hearing room some copies of the Queensland Police Service submission to this inquiry. I advise that all the other publicly available submissions are available on our website and can be accessed. And finally, I invite you to fill out your personal details, including, if you have it, an email address on a mailing list at the entrance to the room here, so that we can send you a copy of our inquiry report, which we hope to release early in next year. Now, you have, the participants at least, have in front of you an agenda or an outline of where we want to go today. We'll try to follow this, which means then that at times I might ask you to not deal with a particular matter, that's something that we'd be coming to later in the day. We're hoping by this to direct our discussion as it goes on during the day. We'll commence with up to morning tea with a background of how the inquiry's been conducted to date, and some of the things that have come out of our consultations, and I'll get some people to comment on those. And I think that'll help to lay the framework for then the real discussion that we can go into after morning tea. So what I'll firstly do is I'll ask Mark Pathay, our project officer, to describe for us the work that the inquiry team has conducted to date in its consultations.